Texas, along with six other states, sued the federal government this week, arguing the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program is unconstitutional and should be ended. The Trump administration announced last year it was ending the program, which was enacted in 2012, and gave Congress 6 months to approve a permanent solution. That deadline has come and gone. Meanwhile, other courts have required the federal government to continue DACA. With me to sort all this out is David Marcus, a law professor at the University of Arizona's James E. Rogers College of Law. And David, what arguments are Texas and the other states using to say the program is not and has never been constitutional?
Well, there are two basic arguments. There's a constitutional argument, and there's an argument that's couched in terms of what's called administrative law. The basic gist of it is, it boils down to a simple idea that the president, or the president acting through the Department of Homeland Security, does not have the power to create this kind of program. So there are two versions of this argument. One involves what's called administrative law. Agencies, federal agencies, create legally binding policies and the like all the time, but they have to go through certain procedures when they do so. So one argument that Texas is making is that when the Department of Homeland Security created DACA, it did so simply by issuing this policy memo, that it did not go through the statutorily required procedures. The more fundamental argument is the constitutional argument, and that is that the president acting through the agency failed to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. So the president's obligation in Article 2 of the Constitution is to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. And Texas and these other states are arguing that Congress created our immigration system in the Immigration and Nationality Act, that Congress has identified those people without documentation who are eligible for some sort of relief, that the people covered by the DACA program either do not qualify or have not gone through the sort of procedures that Congress has set up to determine if they're eligible for relief. And thus the president, by not enforcing the law against this group of people, has failed to take care that the laws be faithfully executed.
Now, President Trump, of course, has said that DACA will end and gave a deadline, which has since passed, for Congress to act.
Yeah.
But other judges have said that the government can't end DACA. So how does this all sort of reconcile with itself? You know, these judges on one side saying you can't end DACA, and this lawsuit over here saying you must end DACA.
Right. It's a real mess. So it's important to distinguish between the several lawsuits that have been brought to challenge the Trump administration's attempt to end DACA, to distinguish those lawsuits from the lawsuit filed by the state of Texas claiming that DACA was illegal the moment it was created. The several lawsuits brought challenging the president's effort to end DACA argue that the rescission of the program was done in an illegal way. The lawsuit that the state of Texas has brought is arguing that DACA was illegal, you know, at the moment that it was created. The lawsuit doesn't address at all the efforts by the Trump administration to rescind the program. It's focusing exclusively on the program's creation. So there's this sort of mishmash of alleged illegalities. The problem is that they all lead to the same kind of, that they create a conflicting outcome. If the state of Texas is successful, the judge in Texas would issue an order requiring the program to be set aside. Meanwhile, these judges in California, New York, and the District of Columbia have issued orders requiring the program to continue. So it's a complete mess.
That seems like it would be ripe then for this entire issue to go to the Supreme Court to sort of sort it all out, right?
Yeah. It's hard for me to imagine this not going to the Supreme Court.
Legally speaking, if the Texas judge rules that this program has never been constitutional, was unconstitutional the moment it was created,
yeah,
doesn't that kind of supersede the rulings that the program was rescinded illegally? Because if it was never allowed constitutionally to be in place, it seems that,
yeah,
the way that it would be taken away would be irrelevant.
Well, there's real logic to that argument. If the program was illegal in the first instance, then how can it be illegally rescinded? Here's the problem. The government is required to act lawfully no matter what it does. The argument about the rescission of DACA, what's interesting about the argument there, what the plaintiffs have argued, is to a lesser or greater degree, they haven't defended DACA on the merits per se. They've argued that there's a lawful basis for it, there's at least a an argument that it's legal, that it's lawful. But what they're really going after is the alleged failure by the current administration to provide adequate reasons for getting rid of it. They say, look, whether it was lawfully created or unlawfully created in the first instance, you can't take something away, especially something that confers a distinct benefit on particular individuals, sort of gives them this, you know, this relief that they are relying upon, that they're organizing their lives around and the like. You can't provide that and then rescind it without adequately explaining yourself. There's sort of a basic rule in administrative law that says that the government can only act for, you know, good reasons, valid reasons. There may be valid reasons to act. It may be that the program is in fact illegal, but when the Attorney General announced that the program was going to be rescinded, the argument is the Attorney General's reasons were just woefully inadequate, that the Attorney General didn't bother to take on the more serious arguments that the program was in fact lawful. And that's the kind of response to this otherwise quite plausible contention that if the program was illegal on day one, then how can it be legally rescinded?
All right. That's University of Arizona law professor David Marcus. David, thanks a lot for your insights. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.